And this next story takes us out onto the rivers of Virginia for a look at the invasive blue catfish. And it's not as if the fish is a new problem. Up until the latter part of the 20th century, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and corresponding state agencies were practically in the business of introducing new fish to waterways for recreation and food. And in the 1970s, blue catfish made it into Virginia's rivers. Introducing non-native fish is now a thing of the past, but the catfish are still around, and some of them are getting very, very large. Jonathan Wilson from Here and Now contributor WAMU brings us this tale from the deep.
Out on Virginia's Pamunkey River, about 30 miles east of Richmond, dozens of blue catfish are rising to the top of the water.
So you see, it's just moved off the channel drop-off, and you're starting to see fish come to the surface there.
Bob Greenley, a biologist with Virginia's Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, stands beside me in a small aluminum vessel as a couple of his colleagues sweep a small circle with an electro-fishing boat.
Puts out about 1,000 volts, so that's a lot of voltage but low amperage. And what it'll do is it'll stun the fish or cause the fish to go into what's called narcosis or go to sleep and float to the surface.
Most of the blues rising to the surface are only about 1.5 feet long and 5 to 8 pounds. Their bellies are white, and their dorsal areas are a blue-gray that gets darker with age.
It's a high number of fish, and that's one of the concerns that people have as far as the biomass that's tied up in blue catfish, and what is the impact of that on other resources, and again, what will that impact be long-term?
One of the biologists spots a sizable specimen temporarily paralyzed a few yards away. He scoops it up into a net and hauls it to the middle of the boat and into a tub filled with river water.
Oh, that's a big fish.
It's about 3 feet long and tips the scales at 29 pounds. But the fish is far from a record setter. That belongs to the fisherman who pulled in a 143-pound monster near the North Carolina border in 2011. Greenley says there's a limit to how many top predators even large rivers can sustain. But biologists say blue cats are still on the rise in terms of abundance and size farther north in a river you may have heard of, the Potomac. Mary Groves, a fisheries biologist with Maryland's Department of Natural Resources, fires up her electrofishing boat. Sure enough, in the middle of the Potomac, she and her crew net 4 30-pound blues in just a few minutes.
So anytime you have a fish that grows to that size as a top predator, which these guys are, it's absolutely cause for concern. That's a lot of fish that's going to have to maintain that type of biomass.
Once they get bigger than 10 or 12 pounds, blue catfish will eat just about anything. Groves worries about them devouring American shad, a protected species just now trying to make a comeback in the Potomac. Maryland DNR is urging catfish enthusiasts to do something that goes against their angling sensibility. Kill every blue catfish they haul in.
This is a big river. There's a lot of fish in here. We certainly don't feel at this point that as many fish that people can take out is going to, you know, put the population down to zero, but every bit helps.
Keith Barker works as a river guide for Life Outdoors Unlimited on the Potomac, a river he says is big enough to absorb the impact of giant blue catfish. He says the pull of a big blue catfish on the line is unmistakable.
It's like hooking a freight train heading to Richmond, you know.
The record for a blue catfish caught in Maryland waters is an 84-pound fish caught, you guessed it, in the Potomac 3 years ago. Barker says the river now rivals any spot in the country when it comes to fishing for blue cats.
My theory is that there's probably a 100-pound fish out there in the Potomac River, and it's just a matter of time until somebody catches one and sets a new record.
Back on the Pamunkey River in Virginia, Gregory Rieger isn't worried about setting a record. A biology assistant with Bob Greenley's team, he's performing a quick surgery on a 5-pound fish that will soon go back in the river.
Pop it in, make sure it goes in.
And you actually have to sew it up?
Mm-hmm.
Rieger cuts an inch-long slit in the side of the fish, inserting a telemetry capsule. It'll send sonar pings to state biologists for up to 3 years. Bob Greenlee says this will help him figure out where these ravenous fish are moving season to season. He says, in general, scientists still have more questions than answers about how tidal river ecosystems and apex predators such as blue catfish behave.
Everybody understands that they're overabundant. They just have been in our tidal rivers. They've exploded. For decades, they've been overabundant.
Bob Greenlee, Mary Groves, and other local biologists seem to agree that eradicating blue catfish just isn't an option at this stage. The key will be studying them enough to figure out how to manage the population. However many 100-pounders are lurking in the deep. For Here and Now, I'm Jonathan Wilson.
Oh, Robin, that sound you just heard was me shivering into the microphone. You've got to go to our website, hereandnow.org. There is a picture of one of these fish. It is huge.
It is one ugly fish.
And I have to say, I used to row on the Potomac, and I the water was already scary enough. The thought of this thing lurking below, not good, don't like it.
At least you had a paddle.